Today on Real Radio.
They say to him in verse 8, please tell us, for what causes this trouble come upon us? Watch. Why this trouble? Jonah, answer us. And they don't even wait for the answer. Why is this trouble upon us? What's your occupation? Well, who do you work for? Where do you come from? What's your country? Let's see your passport. And the people. What people are you? Why are we in so much trouble? What can you say? The world is always going to ask us questions. We better be ready to give them answers.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the Old Testament narrative of Jonah. We're in a study taken from this series called Running from the Will of God. Dangerous as it is, we all run from the will of our Maker. Paul cites numerous Old Testament passages that attest to the natural man's unwillingness to seek God's will, outside of the work of the Holy Spirit, of course. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs.
No word from Jonah yet, but the men begin to lighten the ship with cargo. They're throwing cargo over, and I can't prove this, but if I was writing a movie about this, this is what I would do. They're lightening the ship from worthless things. Why, it's come down to a life or death situation. They're throwing cargo over the ship. What else do you think I would think they're throwing off the ship? Huh? Yeah! Zeus, you loser! Little gods overboard. You got a bunch of little wooden gods bobbing up and down out in the water there. They're worthless. Idols are worthless. Worthless. Crying out to them, nothing happens. They throw them overboard, I'm thinking, with the cargo. Who needs it? Lighten the ship. Junk. And yet there's people, 2,000 years after Jesus came and died for us and went back to heaven, there are people still worshiping idols around the world. I've always been enamored by certain dashboards or are decorated with idols. It always cracks me up. It's like, I don't get it, but this statue is only like about 5 inches tall. So it's 5 inches tall. You can hardly see over the dashboard. It's plastic. I could have bought something like this at Toys R Us. It's plastic. You know, watch out now. You mean you're, watch out. That's my faith. Wait, faith in what? An image? No, it's what it represents. The little statues of Zeus represented a mythological god. And there's this little idol on the dashboard. And then to top it off, it's always facing the wrong way. If you're going to use it, turn it around so it can see where it's going. I don't get that. The Bible says there's one mediator between man and God, and that's the man Christ Jesus. But you know what? When we are not walking right with God, we will put our leaning on, our trusting in something other than. Verses 5 through 7, we look at our second point, running from the will of God. It's this. It means that God will not leave us alone. Did you know that? He won't leave us alone if we're his children. Will you leave your child alone? Well, God won't do it either. It says, but Jonah, the latter end of verse 5, had gone down into the lowest parts of the ship. That idol thing must have been too much for a good Hebrew boy. He goes down in the belly of the ship. He lays down and he's fast asleep. So the captain comes to him and says, what do you mean, O sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish. You know what? This is very embarrassing, because now you got a pagan, unbelieving ship captain coming down and rebuking the believer. Get out of bed, sleepyhead. Pray. All of our gods have failed. Why don't you do something? Talk to your God. It's a sad day when the world rebukes the church, huh? You see churches that are involved in ripping off people and scamming on things and IRS illegal stuff. And, oh, but we know God. Oh, may God grant you mercy while you're in jail. Horrible witnesses in the name of the Lord. He's a Hebrew prophet of the one true God. And the one who should be standing up like Paul did on the ship and say, fear not, just remain on board, for there'll be no loss of life. I've spoken with God and God will see us through. Jonah's down. He's sleeping. The word asleep and O sleeper, mark it in Hebrew. It's asleep and sleeper. It's the same word in Hebrew. It means this. It's the sleep of death. It's to be so depressed, so down that he's sleeping in a storm. And he's not sleeping like he's getting better. He's sleeping because he's consumed with a death sleep of depression. Every one of us who runs from the will of God will be swallowed up in depression. I'm going to say this third service because I've gotten in trouble equally throughout the morning, so I'll just make sure that I keep with it. Hear me loud and clear. There are people who, for whatever reasons, they have their chemical imbalance, a problem, whatever, and they're depressed. It's chemical. Go to a doctor and get that taken care of. That is a physiological problem. It's biology. You got to get that fixed. And they can fix that, praise the Lord, right? Then there are people who, and I believe that this is the bulk of nearly humanity that's outside of Jesus Christ. God has been calling them. God has been sending situations into their lives to get their attention. And they won't listen. They won't turn. They're running from the will of God. And when you and I do that, we slip into depression. We can't function right. We were made for the heavenlies, but we're living sub-Christian lives. And when we're running from God, we'll get depressed. We will sleep all night, but we don't sleep. You know what I mean? I've been there. You know what I mean? None of you? Just me. Okay, it's just me then. I've been there when I'm running from God, and I can't. You sleep, but you're not sleeping. You wake up, you're tired. You're tired all day long. You just want to sleep, and it's hard to get out of bed. Nothing's, you're eating normal. Everything's normal. Exercising normal. But you know you're not right with God. You're doing something that's not right. And God the Holy Spirit, because he loves you so much, he's putting the screws on. And you can't find rest. Jonah has gone to such a point where in the midst of a storm, he's trying to find this place of relief. It's not coming. God will never leave us alone. He'll come to us in our darkest hours. Sometimes it takes some of us to get into our darkest hours before we'll respond to him. But many Christians today are in that dark hour right now. They've wandered away from God and they're taking pills. Or they're drinking up a storm, or they're doing whatever. They're going to all others rather than running to the God that created them. And they're taking this tranquilizer and this pick me up and this put me down. And I just want to suggest to you, it could very well be the fact that you're running from the precious will of God. It happened to Jonah. It can happen to any one of us. Well, not only the darkest hour, but God sends him a direct message. The captain says to him, what do you mean by this, little sleeper? Arise and call on your God. Always in a crisis, the world will call upon us to call on our God. Case in point, September 11th, 2001. Call on your God. Call a prayer meeting. Pray, pray. Then the prayer meeting is called, and we're not allowed to pray in the name of him who hears prayers. And now that we're out of the woods, we think. Will it take another September 11th event to get our nation to pray again? I hope not, but it kind of seems like the routine that we've gotten into. But this time around, what's going to happen when the crisis comes? Will we be allowed to pray in Jesus' name? There is no prayer outside of Jesus' name. There's no God listening. The Bible says, pray to the Father in the Spirit by the name of Jesus Christ. I didn't write the Bible. You got an issue with that? Read the Bible, fight with God. For me, I'm going to read his book. I'm going to pray to the Father in the Spirit by the name of Jesus Christ. But that's going to upset people. I'm not here for people. You're not here for people. We are here to bring honor and glory and worship the Lord God Almighty. And listen, the best thing we can do is to pray to the Father in the name of the Son. Because the Father, the scripture tells us that no man can come unto the Father but through the Son. God's not a politician. Not only that, look at verse 6. God will give us opportunity even when we're running from him. Perhaps your God will consider us, the captain says. Hey, Jonah, can you imagine this? Hey, Jonah, I'm just a pagan, satanic worshiping lunatic. You know, we've tried everybody's gods. How about you? You want to try your God? Come on, why don't you get up? Come on, stand up. And you know what? How about this? Maybe, listen to these guys. Maybe if you pray, your God will have mercy on us. Maybe we'll get saved from this horrible storm. Can you pray to your God, Jonah? Will you, huh? It's amazing to me that the non-believer knows more than the believer at this moment of crisis. Well, watch what happens. Our third point is this, and we'll end. Verses 8 through 10, running from the will of God. God will bring us back to the truth. He'll do it. Look at verse 8. Excuse me, verse 7. And they said to one another, come, let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us. So they cast lots and the lot fell on Jonah. You guys, this is hilarious. It's like spin the bottle on the ship. Let's all gather around. Bing. Jonah's got his hands there. He's standing in his robe. What? What? It's a pagan practice, casting lots. Let's draw straws. Let's throw the dice. Let's see what gods might have. And in the midst of all this stuff, it spins and or lands Jonah. Jonah. He can't get away from God. God even uses this pagan practice. This is hilarious to me. You can't escape him.
Oh, yeah? Pastor, tonight I'm going, I got a hot date with Bubbles tonight. We're going out. We're going out.
God's going too.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's going too. He's going. And when the music's soft and the violin, candles dim, she's giving you those eyes. And he's like, getting all romantic. Just know God's there. He'll be there. And he'll be talking. Will you listen? No, you can't. You can't escape him. You can't run from him. He'll bring you back to the truth. He'll cause us to look honestly at ourselves. This is beautiful. They say to him in verse 8, please tell us, for what causes this trouble come upon us? Watch. Why this trouble? Jonah, answer us. And they don't even wait for the answer. Why is this trouble upon us? What's your occupation? Well, who do you work for? Where do you come from? What's your country? Let's see your passport. And the people. What people are you? Yeah, different color skin here. You're kind of odd. What's with you? Why are we in so much trouble? What can you say? The world is always going to ask us questions. We better be ready to give them answers. Bring it on. The world should be able to ask any one of us, don't raise your hand. But if I say, who's a Christian in here? If we raise our hand, we should be able to give to every man an answer for the reason, for the hope that lies within us. If we can't, we're deficient. We're weak and unskilled in the word. You want to know, I believe this so much that I believe the world has been programmed to ask us the questions that only the Holy Spirit through the Bible can give the answers to. I believe this so much that I believe that there is no man on the planet that can ask a question that was not first put there by God himself in their head, because the whole thing is rigged. Whatever a non-believer can think up, God's got the answer. Oh yeah, well, did Adam have a belly button? God's got the answer. Can God make a rock so big he can't pick it up? God's not stupid. God's got the answer. Well, if Cain got married, who'd he get married to? God's got the answer in the Bible. He answers that. He answers all this stuff. Oh yeah, well, where'd all the different color people come from? God answers that in the Bible. So I'm not aware of that. You need to read the Bible. That help a lot. He's got the answers. The world's asking Jonah for the answers to the questions. He answers them in a way that's pretty good. He says, verse 9, I'm a Hebrew. That's a radical statement. First of all, if you know, have the Hebrews ever had a great navy? They don't like to go out into the ocean, into the seas. They do. They have, the ancient Hebrews had a superstition about getting out into the oceans. They'll go on a lake, but they're freaked out about the oceans. Goes back to some superstitious things. It's kind of funny. I'm a Hebrew. A Hebrew? There's a Hebrew on the boat. We got a Hebrew on the boat. Not only that, listen to what he says. I'm a Hebrew. That would have immediately gotten the attention of those Assyrians or any Gentile people of that time, anywhere. Be it Ninevites or people from Joppa or a ship pulled into port heading back to Spain. You're a Hebrew? We've heard about people like you. You guys came out of Egypt a long time ago. We heard about this guy Moses. And your God did things that frightened the world. You're a real Hebrew? That would have got their juices and their head flowing about the God of the Hebrews. Not only that, but look what happens. He says, I fear the Lord, not gods. He says, the Lord, not God. He says, the Lord, he's calling him by name. I know my God. And he's one. He's the God of heaven. See, I know my God. I know him. He's the God of heaven. By the way, that term means not only the abode of God, the celestial space, and the atmosphere. Well, if you're on a ship and there's a huge storm, you could go right now for the God who controls the atmosphere around you, has complete jurisdiction over the weather channel and the heavens above, because he's the God you need now to quiet things, right? My God is the God of the heavens. Not only that, what does he say? He made the sea. The sea? If he made the sea, it'd be nice for him to deal with the situation now because we're in the sea. You see how the opportunity, the situation arises? Not only that, he also made dry land. That's kind of rubbing it in, isn't it? Dry land? We could sure go for dry land about now. I love this. In other words, all your little nincompoop gods, they're worthless. You should have chucked them overboard. I worship the Lord. He is God of all. He's King of kings. He's Lord of lords. He's it. No wonder, verse 10, then the men were exceedingly afraid. And they said to him, why have you done this? Why are you running from such a God? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord because he, Jonah, had told them. This is tremendous. In the following verses to come next week, Jonah, rather than obey God, he'll say, throw me over. Throw me into the water. He's willing to commit suicide then follow the will of God. In closing, there's a great message for us today. They cried out to a lot of gods, didn't they? Nothing happened. Then out of the mouth of this reluctant prophet, he says, I worship the God. He's God over all. And he says that he's the Lord. And being the Lord, he's the God over certain things. Celestial, the abode of God, and the atmosphere, heavens. The sea, he controls that too. Dry land, he made it. And I don't know, but if those sailors, what might have been on their faces, whatever it was in their hearts and minds, it invoked within them to ask him the question, Jonah, why are you doing this? That's a tremendous question by a non-believer. What are you doing? Running from such a God then? And it teaches me this. This world is full of gods. Church, it's full of gods. You may go out there today and people might say, oh, I believe in God. Which God? Mercury? Zeus? Diana? Jupiter? Which are the gods? Which of the gods? People today, they'll tell us, oh, I believe in God too. Oh, you're wearing a cross. Oh, I believe in God too. God who? We need to maybe think when we talk to people, do you believe in God? Yeah, I believe in God. God who? Ask them. Which God? If there was ever a time and culture, it's now a time to ask. Which God? Oh, you'll get man, what a great witnessing moment, huh? Yeah, I believe in God. Which one? I'm curious.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, pointing out that if the word God can mean anything, then it means nothing. Now, this is the conclusion of this presentation called Running from the Will of God, a study taken from our teacher's series on Jonah, and a valuable lesson on the consequences of resisting the will of our Maker. We'll continue with this series in Jonah on Monday's edition of Real Radio, so be sure and join us. Now, so far, we've heard quite a number of irrefutable facts, both historical and archaeological, that support the veracity of this Old Testament narrative. And in fact, for your review and personal study, we're making available to you this 11 CD set. Our offer is quite simple. For your gift of any amount to Real Radio, we'll send you this series. All of what you contribute goes toward the various costs associated with bringing you this program Monday through Friday. And it's all tax deductible. Whether you call, click, or write, just be sure and mention the title, simply Jonah. Now, you can give us a call at area code 909-393-7100. Again, that number, 909-393-7100. You can also pay us a visit at www.realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. If you'd like to do things through the mail, here's our address. Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Once again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Real Radio is made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight. Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs has been made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.